Urbana, Illinois, USA, March 5th, 1912. Dear Madam, I hope you won't think me forward, but I wanted to write to express my admiration for your book, From an Eagle's Eyrie. I'll admit, I'm not usually a guy for poetry. More often, I can be found with a dog-eared copy of Huck Finn or something else involving mortal peril and escape. But something in your poems touched me more than anything has in years. I've been in the hospital, and your little book cheered me better than the nurses, especially the nurse with the mustache like my Uncle Phil's. She's also touched me more than anything has in years, though in a much less exciting way. Generally, I'm pestering the doctors to let me up and about so I can go back to my plodding. Just last week, I painted the dean's horse blue, and I had hoped to bestow the same on his terrier. But with your book in hand, I'm content to stay as long as they keep bringing the orange jello. Most of your poems are about tramping down life's fears and climbing that next peak. As you can probably guess, there are few things that shake my nerves, apart from my hirsute nurse and her persistent thermometer. But writing a letter, uninvited, to a published author such as yourself, this feels by far my most daring act. I'm sending this letter to your publisher in London, and will cross my fingers that it finds its way to you. And if I can ever repay you for your inspiring poetry, by painting a horse, for example, you only have to say the word. With much admiration, David Graham.
Isle of Skye, 25th of March, 1912. Dear Mr. Graham, you should have seen the stir in our tiny post office. Everyone gathered to watch me read my first letter from a fan, as you Americans would say. I think the poor souls thought no one outside our island had ever laid eyes on my poetry. I don't know which was more thrilling to them, that someone had indeed read one of my books, or that the someone was an American. You're all outlaws and cowboys, aren't you? I myself admit to some surprise that my humble little works have fled as far as America. From an Eagle's Eyrie is one of my more recent books, and I wouldn't have thought it had time to wing across the ocean yet. However you've acquired it, I'm just glad to know I'm not the only one who's read the blasted thing. In gratitude, Elspeth Dunn.
Urbana, Illinois, USA, April 10th, 1912. Dear Miss Dunn, I don't know which made me giddier. To hear that From an Eagle's Eyrie was among your most recent books, or to get a response at all from such an esteemed poet. Surely you're too busy counting meter or compiling a list of scintillating synonyms, brilliant, sparkling, dazzling synonyms. Me, I spend my days robbing banks with the James Gang and the other outlaws and cowboys. I was sent your book by a friend of mine who is up at Oxford. To my shock and dismay, I have not seen your works in print here in the United States. Even a thorough search of my university library turned up nothing. Now that I know you have others lurking on the bookstore shelves, I will have to appeal to my pal to send more. I was astonished to read that mine was your first fan letter. I was sure it would be just one in a stack, which is why I went to such pains to make it fascinating and witty. Perhaps other readers haven't been as bold, or perhaps as impulsive, as I. Regards, David Graham. P.S. Wherever is the Isle of Skye?
Isle of Skye, 1st of May, 1912. Mr. Graham, you don't know where my lovely isle is? Ridiculous! That would be like me saying I've never heard of Urbana, Illinois. My isle is off the northwest coast of Scotland, a wild, pagan green place of such beauty that I couldn't imagine being anywhere else. Enclosed is a picture of Pinchorin, where I live, with my cottage nestled between the hills around the loch. I'll have you know that, in order to draw this for you, I had to hike around the loch, trudge up the sheep path on the opposite hill, and find a patch of grass not covered by heather or sheep excreta. I'll expect you to do likewise when you send me a picture of Urbana, Illinois. Do you lecture in Urbana? Study? I'm afraid I don't know what it is that Americans do at university. Elspeth Dunn. P.S. By the way, it's Mrs. Dunn.